I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
She has big hips, but you know, skinny big hips. Alam mo yan, parang I think it's falling under that demographic.
Parang ano pa gusto niyo sa amin?
Parang she has to be sexual, but not too sexual that I cannot control her. That she would say na, oh, you're fucking me bad.
Alam mo, para sa akin, mataas lang yung 5 na body count kung gagawin mo yon sa isang araw.
Hello mga kapitbahay, Athena here.
This is Tina.
This is Sari.
And Yudes.
And you're listening to
Kudasers!
Yes. Very maulan ang weather namin today. Very dark ang ano, no? Panahon. At dahil minsan ay hindi tayo nakakalabas-labas at madami tayong time sa bahay, madami din tayong mag-explore sa social media. Oo, no? So, kamusta naman kayo mga kapitbahay? Kami, madami kaming time. So, medyo nag-update na. Nag-update ng aking, ano, no? Aking findings. Sa
kami kang medyo time, Athena. Buti ka pa.
Hindi. Pag-weekend. Oo, sure. Nakakapag-TikTok na ako ulit na napapakinggan ko ng mga bagong uso ngayon.
Tapos nakita ko may TikTok ka na ulit na sumasayaw, ganyan. Alam kong buhay na ulit si Athena eh. Pag sumasayaw na siya ulit sa IG, sa TikTok, ganyan.
Fairness, ang ganda ng segment mo. Fairness naman.
Congrats!
Sure. Oh my God, syempre lagi na lang sa susot tsaka sa puwet yung ano, no, yung mga segment ko, puta. Di ba pwedeng yung magandang sayaw, yung mahirap? Anyway, speaking of TikTok, meron kasing nauuso ngayon. Ay, hindi naman nauuso, pero trending na pag-usapan. Hot topic. Hot topic yun.
Hot issue na
ano nga daw, may nag-post kasi na nag-viral na pass daw siya sa mga babaeng more than 5 ang body count. Tapos, ang caption niya ay, men don't lower your standards. So, that created a very hot issue, hot take sa mga famous influencers. Eh, syempre, bilang kami ay famous influencer kami, meron din kaming hot take dito, guys.
Guys, sorry, late na kami. Alam nyo ba, hirap kami hanap ng free time. Pero sabi talaga namin no isang araw, kailangan pag-usapan ito. Kailangan.
Actually, Ness, last week pa to, nga nag-erroring ang computer ni Kuya Yudes.
He's trying his best.
Ano pa ng laptop mo?
Si MacBook Air
2019. Si MacBook Air 2019 nag-create na ng issues.
Hindi ko alam kung ba't yun yung pangalan ng laptop ko dati. Pero yung pangalan niya, Milka Celis. Hindi ko rin alam.
Si MacBook Air 2019, fully paid ka. Ganon!
Wait, paano mo nalaman yung paano mo nalaman yung nickname niya? Charot.
Fully paid naman pala eh. Bakit nagahang yan?
Anyway, so yon. Let's go back to our topic, which is yung body count. So ano nga ba yung body count? Kayo, guys, meron ba kayong idea kung ano yung body count?
Kung gano'n na karami yung nakasex mo?
Yes, that's the pop culture definition of a body count.
Kasi nga, body count, pag kinount natin yung dami nung sex, ang hirap nun.
Oo. Kasi kung number of sex, hindi mo na mabibilang yun. Pero number of people, pero pwede pa. So gusto ko lang i-share kasi 'di ba si Anna Faris, yung dating asawa ni Chris, which one's Star-Lord? Chris. Basta 'yun. Si Anna Faris, Basta yun, si Anna Faris tsaka si Chris Evans. Hindi niya asawa si Chris Evans. It's the other Chris. Meron silang movie dati nung early 2000s ata. Yung title niya, What's Your Number? Tapos yun yung dinidiscuss nila kasi parang si ate mo girl, na, ano siya, meron daw kasing chika na pag lumagpas ka na daw ng 25, hindi mo na daw mahanap yung the one. I might be summarizing the film bad. Pero parang yun yung main issue dun sa film na yon. Yung body count ni ate mo girl or the number of people na sinex niya. So, actually, parang matagal na siyang topic. Pero ngayon, bumabalik siya because of, you know, issues like Andrew Tate and this Pinoy guy na nag-make ng TikTok na yun na don't lower your standards. Ayun! So, yun ang body count.
Curious the way they formulate yung mga advice nila. Don't lower your standards. Na parang...
Actually, mamaya nga papasok sa usapan na yan. Yung naging parang umikot na yung usapan sa semantics na magkaiba ang standards sa preferences. Well, that is true. That's not the core of the discussion. Parang yung core ng discussion dito, importante pa ba yun? Alam mo yun? Sige, bago natin pangunahan.
De, kasi ang argument tong lalaki is standard niya yun. And yun yung gusto yung niya sa... Oo, yun yung argument. Pero, the way he pinresent yung standard niya na yun, ay it's very nakakababa ng tingin sa mga babae.
Kasi yung caption niya pa, don't lower your standards. So, parang meron na siyang preconceived notion na pag more than 5, mababa. And then, kung yun yung itatry mo i-interpolate, tama yung term ko. Kaya yun yung tinatry mong i-ano, parang, bakit lower? Bakit lower? Tapos yung parang yung mga sagot ng mga lalaki, ganun yung gusto ko eh. Parang ang labas nun, respect my opinion. Diba?
Yeah. Which is curious. I think ako, magiging first question ko is, gaano karami yung body count mo? Parang for you to be able to post that kind of ano, dapat no more than 5 din yung sa'yo. Why are you imposing that kind of restriction? Why are you policing other people's sex lives, diba?
Tapos meron pa tapos meron pa kasing argument na if women says things like this to about men, bakit daw iyon ay tinatanggap ng society? Parang ano, hindi siya issue. Pero pag ang men nagsabi ng ganon, bakit daw super issue na?
Parang parehas lang naman.
At saka first of all, hindi naman kasi sinasabi ng mga babae na mababa ang standard nila pagka they have picked a partner who has more than 5 body counts. Kasi wala naman atang babaeng nagsasabi ng ganon.
Teka, i-clarify natin yun. Ah. Gusto kong i-investigate yun eh. I think merong ano yun eh, may merit yun. Because women want to stay away from guys that are babaero and will not take them seriously. Diba? Sa akin kasi gusto ko lang i-clarify yung mga anak! Sasabihin ko sana mga anak! Ang tanda!
Very nanay!
Mga iho, iha.
Pero kasi, you know, just to get a little bit theoretical about it, may power imbalance doon. Kasi kapag yung babae, she's known to have slept with like parang 5 or more guys, mababa yung tingin sa kanya. So that's why they hide that kind of information. Pero kasi sa lalaki, empowering yon. Pero that doesn't mean it's a positive thing. Parang empowering siya on the part ng lalaki kasi powerful siya, marami siyang quote-unquote chicks na kayang
desirability.
Desirable siya. And alam mo yon, parang dahil mataas yung tingin sa ganun, natotolerate yon, and guys find it parang non-issue siya. Thus, what they will do is they will sleep with more women. That means that tumataas yung body count nila. And parang ano, tag mo dito, that means they cannot take a relationship seriously. Pero pwede yon, pwede yung correlation na ganun. With regards naman sa babae, pwede din naman na ganun, na they're just looking for something casual. Pero yung tingin sa kanila, mababa. So parang to me, sinasabi nila, bakit pag lalaki, parang ano, parang galit yung mga babae. Ano yun, parang ba't galit yung mga babae sa mga lalaki mataas yung body count? Kasi nga, parang inahihail pa sila. Nagigets yung point ko, hindi ko ma-express na maayos. Parang nalalagay sila sa pedestal na ang macho nila, and therefore, hindi importante sa kanila na hanapan mo sila ng serious relationship. Mm-hmm. Kasi power yun eh. Pero pag yung babae ginawa nila yon, mababa sila.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tricky thing there. Yun yung power dynamic nun na kaya ganun yung tingin ng mga babae na ayoko sa lalaki na, you know, he has broadcasted his body count.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, but going back to the conversation, I think yung susunod na tanong ni Athena, I mean, importante pa ba yun?
Tama,
I mean,
important ba talaga ang body count? Yes. Like for you guys, important ba sa inyo? Speaking from personal experiences.
Ang unfair nun for me, kasi parang 31 na ako. Tapos parang every year, hindi naman, lalo na nung naghahanap ako ng Mr. Right, parang every year, syempre, you go out, you get to meet new people, you try it with someone, if it will work or not. Syempre, dadagdag yun for every failure.
Mm. And at the same time, napaka-retrograde, no? We've spent so much, in earlier years, we've spent so much on sexual liberation. We've spent so much focus on, you know, being sexually confident. And then now, you're telling me, na alam mo yun, there's suddenly the standard now is not greater than 5.
Ako nga yung logical thing, ay sorry, yung logical thing just behind that, for example, kung ako tatanungin mo, important ba sa akin yung body count? If it literally does not affect our sex life, I don't care. Alam mo yun, yeah. Buti sana kung kunyari, dahil nag-sex siya ng 100 babae, nakakuha siya ng STD or tinubuan siya ng isa pang tite, yun talagang, okay. Alam mo yung ganun? Pero kung wala naman nangyari, I mean, maayos naman yung hiwalayan nila. Oo, kasi parang literal, wala naman yung dadalhin sa katawan ko.
Mm-hmm.
I get it sometimes that there is that fear na parang pag ang taas ng body count ng person, you know, that's why we do have an aversion sometimes sa ganun, ang taas ng body count yan, baka, alam mo yun, marami na siyang mga ganyan-ganyan. Which is, you know, number one, a stigma that we shouldn't tolerate.
Yeah.
Number two, alam mo yun, parang kung hindi naman siya nakaka-apekto sa atin, parang wala naman siyang dadalhin sa katawan mo. Wala namang masisira kung mas marami siyang nakasex sa'yo.
Mm.
So parang, I don't understand why people are so parang, alam mo yun, parang kailangan 5 lang. Number three, malalaman mo ba kung 5 lang talaga? Alam mo yun, I can always lie.
You know, I have 5 body counts. 5 lang body count ko, guys.
Hey, wait, when we say body count, the full on sexual experience ba to? Penetration and all? Or does it count?
Sa akin, it doesn't matter. Basta may naka-encounter count ka na no. Sex.
Okay.
Anything sexual, I think. Pero I think, guys, like, siguro, ilagay natin sa position ng guy na gumawa ng trending na video na yon, siguro ang kinakount niya is penetration. Kasi ang argument pa ng ibang mga lalaki, they don't want the women who have high body counts kasi it's character daw. It defines their character, kung sino sila as a person.
Alam mo, ganyan yung perspective nila about sex. That they shouldn't be having sex if they think that sex is that fundamental to change one's person's value. They shouldn't be having sex.
Tsaka, alam mo yun, lahat ng argument nila is rooted on a moral stance.
Yes.
It's not scientific nor logical. It's really literally just respect my opinion because to me, a woman that has a higher body count than 5, kasi the term pa lang na don't lower your standards, that means to them, morally, mababa yun. Wala, kasi pag tinanong mo naman sila, ngayon nga, nagbabato na tayo. Igigets ko kung bakit yung iba ayaw nila kasi probably STD, yung mga ganong fear. Those are valid. Pero if you ask these, you know, these, alam mo,
pero kung ang basis mo lang ay yung body count alone, it's not morally right. I feel like.
It's one's body count representative of one's ano, character. I've met people with such a high body count na who are the best people I've worked with.
Oh! And I've met people na sobrang lande, pero isa lang pala yung body count. Yung mga ganon. Yeah, yung mga ganon
Diba? Parang to me, napaka-retrograde naman ng ganong paningin. Parang, my God, we've just, all this evolution, all, evolution to subscribe to those very archaic and at the same time, passe kind of, ano, social mores.
Diba? Ang ironic nga eh, kung kailan uso na yung online dating, kung saan mas open na yung taong pag-usapan na, oh, ano, sex ba tayo ngayon? Ganon.
Aura safely.
Pero, oo, tas ngayon pa talaga magmamatter kung gaano karami na yung nakasex mo. Totoo ba?
Alam mo, go ahead.
And alam mo yun, ngayon pa ba natin kaya-questionin yung moralidad ng isang tao na kung marami yung body count niya or hindi? Eh, yung iba nga, isa lang yung nakasex pero sobrang sama ng ugali, ma'am.
I think nag-root talaga to sa pagpapalaki and sa, ano, alam mo yun, yung mga people na surrounding them. Kasi tayo, syempre, tayo-tayo, yung mga people na naka-surround sa atin are very sexually liberated, alam mo yun. Pero, what if sa kanila yung ano nila para sila ng thing o diba de nasa world of Andrew Tate sila diba punta ina.
Tsaka I really think ako you cannot convince me otherwise. It really reeks of small dick energy. Why do you want a woman that is inexperienced? Why? Kaya ipukpuk mo yon, they can't answer it properly. Why? They say, para ako, tiniis ko yan, pinanood ko sa TikTok yung guy na to, yung nire-rebat nila lahat. And nahulog ako sa pit hole ng mga, yung nag-agree sa kanya.
Ang dami.
Tapos, di ba nga, nahulog na yung discussion sa preference versus standard, na parang nairita ako, na parang, it's different. Okay, preference is different, a standard is different, but the core dito, sagutin nyo muna, bakit ayaw nyo? Bakit? Don't tell me, preference ko yun. Why? You have to answer, yun yung lagi tumatakbo sa utak ko. Wala pa nakakasagot sa akin na preference ko to kasi. Parang ganun. So, usually, I mean, I'm looking for a scientific answer, right? Ang mga sagot nga nila, kasi nga, yung main flag na winawagayway nila is kasi I want a woman na masiseryoso ko, who's looking for a serious relationship, yung hindi, alam mo yan, yung parang hindi sex lang yung habol sa akin. So parang ako, kaya feeling ko, small dick energy yon. Why? Because why can't you think of a woman who is very sexually liberated as somebody na patas kayo, bakit kailangan mas mababa siya?
Yes.
Alam mo yon, parang, kasi that means gusto mo, mas nakakalamang ka, mas, pag nasa kama kayo, siguro gusto mo i-dominate siya or ayaw mo mapahiya na konti lang yung experience mo. Ooh. Kaya gusto mo, yung babae na, yung meek, I'm not saying, you know, if your body count is lower than 5 meek ka, pero baka ganun yung pananaw nila, yun yung na-formulate ko sa utak ko na, gusto nyo ng babae na mababa yung body count kasi feeling nyo they won't take you seriously pag higher. That doesn't correlate.
Yeah,
I could have had sex with 100 men, but if I want you, I'll choose you.
Then parang gusto nila, then they want women to lower their standards.
At the same time, I think you wouldn't really find a partner who you would be able to take seriously if ganun ka ano, what you call this, ganun ka narrow yung basis mo in terms of choosing a partner. Because
and why sex? Bakit ang base ng relationship ay sex? It's not about it. A relationship isn't defined by sex. I mean, isa yun sa part na pwede mong pagdesisyonan, pero di ba character and moral ang tinitingnan mo in looking for a relationship?
Yeah, so
ang naiinis ako, parang hinahati nila yung mga kababaihan sa mga kajowa-jowa at hindi. Tapos sila pa yung nagde-decide kung ano ba dapat ang babae kajowa.
Tapos ipapak lang nila yung mga ano, yung mga hindi kajowa-jowa. Tapos jojowa, hindi like kajowa-jowa.
I think that's at the heart of it, that's the biggest problem there, Sari, of this issue.
The Madonna and ano,
and
that binary Madonna and the whore.
Yeah. Oo, parang
ayun pa ba sa panahon na to, guys?
It's alam another go, mas may weight
sa
sabihin mo
sa emosyon
yeah,
dito sa, alam mo,
sa
ko. Be, nag-pandemya na't lahat. Hindi pa ba tayo nagkaroon ng character development, guys? Na parang talaga, ngayon nyo pa parang ika-categorize yung mga babae sa mga ganon, sa mga pokpok at sa mga mababait. Diba? Parang ang backwards kasi na parang dapat at this point, meron na tayo nakikitang liwanag sa laban na ito. Pero hindi, parang guys, talaga, ito talaga yung sa i-raise yung issue ngayon. Na parang, hello, kami mga babae, mas nagiging, mas nagiging empowered na kami. Tapos bigla niyo sasabihin, mga pokpok kami, gago ba kayo?
I think that's it, Sari. For some guys who are still steeped in that kind of thinking, the women getting more body count is a, what do you call this, is a threat to the power dynamic of...
Diba, bakit kayo sa malakas na babae, sa strong, smart.
Small city sila.
Bakit kayo natatakot? Tao lang din naman yan. Kung di kayo natatreaten sa kapwa lalaki, bakit kayo matatreaten sa babae, di ba?
It's this is another example of males, what we call this, police-pleasing female sexuality. Diba?
Yun.
And what's pero, worse about it, we were seeing a lot of people agreeing with them. Which really
yes,
shows,
and it's scary.
Sobrang scary. Pag nahulog ka sa rabbit hole ng mga alagad ni Andrew Tate, my God, may mga Pinoy pala na
yeah.
Na parang, oh my God, I'm so scared for my daughter. Alam mo yung ganon na they applaud that argument ni Andrew Tate na if a woman sleeps around, parang that's bad. Kasi parang pwede siya mabuntis and whatnot. Tapos pag lalaki daw, right? I mean, they really think it's their divine
like,
right.
Meron silang meron silang like argument na feeling nila tama yung sinasabi nila.
Tapos parang ako, can you hear yourselves? Na nakakatakot yon because there are still guys out there and guys that pass themselves off as the nice guys.
Ayan.
But they do have those archaic beliefs na,
yes.
Kasi I'm a nice guy, so I'm also looking for a nice girl. But at the same time, you wanna fuck, right? So you wanna fuck a girl na kunyari sexually liberated and high body count, but then you won't get into a relationship with
yes.
her.
Yes.
What's
ayan,
the deal?
Ayan, actually, yan, yun yung next tanong ko. So since lahat tayo nag-date at some point in our lives, have you had any experiences wherein naging issue sa dating life nyo yung body count? Like, during dating stage, like, na-bring up yan?
Alam mo, I could say sa anything, but I don't think it counts because I'm gay and I think it's a different dynamic when it comes to the gay community, what a high body count is.
Sa akin, and, baliktad. Hindi ako, I mean, kasi, di ba, I'm in a long-term, I'm in a very long-term relationship. So, si Dudong dati, hindi naman important sa kanya yan eh. Pero it's just so weird kasi nga, di ba, very vocal ako, very liberated ako. The people outside our relationship were the ones that assumed that of me. Di ba nga, napag-usapan natin na, na parang people were wondering, because he's a very, very nice guy. And people were wondering, like, why would he go out with a girl like that? Alam mo yun? And it's not just men. It's even, you know, even women. And then, a lot of guys dati assumed that of me. And even if, when I was already in a relationship with him, tinatry nila akong i-fuck. Hindi ko binubuhat yung bangko ko, ah. I just think that the bar is so low sa lalaki. Yung itaas mo lang yung palda mo. Yeah, I'm gonna, you know. Yeah, she's ready to fuck. Alam mo yun? She's down to fuck. Alam mo yun? So parang, because that's what they thought. Na parang, yeah, I think she's down to fuck because she seems like the person that has a high body
kasi
count.
Liberated siya and cool girl siya, so mag-GG siya, ganon.
Oh, na parang ako, actually back then when I was younger, akala ko ano yun, it was a compliment, you know? Because I thought I was fuckable, I was attractive. But it turns out, my standards were so low of men, na parang, guys, okay lang ba kayo na sa relasyon kasi ako? And of course, you must admit that was a mistake because, you know, you thought that was something that uplifted you, but it turns out hindi. Because that means they saw me in that binary as the whore.
Mm.
Parang she's disposable. We can fuck her.
Yeah. I feel like, when thinking about it, these guys are not valuing really, what they call this, really, kasi for them, why does it matter na? I'm curious na why stop at 5? Alam mo yun? That's the curious thing about me.
Is 5 a large number?
In the quantification. Because it's kind of like...
Mag-meeting po ba tayo?
Parang to me, ako ang reading ko nun, is this guy is not a woman who is able or wants a partner who is sexually in touch. But at the same time, it has to be a controllable number. Gets mo ba?
Hindi ko na siya tuturuan kumantot.
Pero dapat
mas magaling pa rin ako.
Parang I think na parang they're still looking for that perfect mix of, you know. Remember that commercial on the perfect female lead. She has to be virginal, but she also has to be slutty. She has big hips, but you know, skinny big hips. Alam mo yan, parang I think it's falling under that demographic.
Ano gusto niyo sa amin?
Parang she has to be sexual, but not too sexual that I cannot control her. That she would say na, oh, you're fucking me bad. Alam mo yan?
Ano yan? Sorry.
Alam mo, para sa akin, mataas lang yung 5 na body count kung gagawin mo yon sa isang araw.
Pahinga.
Ang sakit sa puke nun, guys. Ang sakit sa puke nun.
Ma'am, ang unfair talaga. Isipin mo, for example, 18 years old ako na-divirginize. 31 ako ngayon. Tapos hanggang 5 lang. Eh, paano kung sa 5 yun, putang ina, walang nag-work?
So, paano kung hindi nila ako mapakam?
Oo.
Diba? Sa isang taon, ilang beses ka ba natitigang pag single ka? Sige nga.
Tapos, gusto ko yung point ni Athena. Eh, gusto ko magkami. Bakit ba? Shiver.
Yan. Kasi ako...
Kasi yung mga lalaki yan.
Tama. Eh kasi based on my experience, kasi 'di ba, recently I've been dating before I stopped dating na like I got into a serious relationship. I went through at least more than 5 guys. Okay. Pero 5 lang body count ko, guys. Pero I went through 5 guys that asked me the same question during our first date.
Serious? Nire-recall niya sino yung 5 lalaki.
Yung 5, nire-recall niya.
Yung iba unrecorded, guys.
Oo, kaya pala pa kasi yun. Sino yun?
Ayan, pero they all...
I'm counting mine.
Pero they all ask me the same question. Tinatanong nila kung ano daw yung habol ko sa dating app. And then I said, maybe find a relationship, maybe not. Who knows where I'll go. Pero I was looking for a serious relationship, even though I think it's hopeless at that time. But it's not really hopeless, you know. But going back, tinatanong nila sa akin, if you're looking for a relationship, serious relationship, why do you have sex with guys on the first date?
Laging ganun. Do you care? Why do you care? That's important to me. I want to know.
Lagi ko sinasabi, why not? Lagi ko sinasabi, why not?
Alam niyo mga kapitbahay, dyan ako pumitik eh. Nung sinabi ni Athena dun sa group chat namin, na tinatanong siya ng mga lalaki ng body count. And I'm like, alam mo, hindi ko alam kung matanda na ako, kaya hindi ako tinatanong ng mga ganyan. Pero, tangina, tinatanong ba yan sa panahon ngayon?
Tinatanong nila.
Tsaka, isn't this something weird that's private? I met you for the first time. So, kung gusto ko makipag-sex sa'yo, I offer you my body, pero my private life is my private life. So, parang don't go snooping around, ilan na nakasex mo? Tang ina! Ano ba? Pwede man tanong mo kung na favorite color ko?
parang tinatanong nila, ilan na body count mo? Tapos kinakount ko talaga sa harapan nila. Tapos, when they break things off with me, lagi nilang sinasabi, I don't want things to go further kasi ikaw si Athena.
Ano?
Si Athena ka, hindi ka dapat ganyan. Ganun lagi sinasabi nila.
To quote my professor, what the hell was that?
Meron akong story, hindi sa akin ha, pero okay na sila ngayon. That guy had a learning curve with a friend of mine. Kasi I had a friend, medyo similar yung ugali namin. And then she met a guy. And then, medyo liberated yung friend ko, no? Hindi nga medyo eh. Like, she's more liberated than I am. Kasi parang, she studied abroad and everything. So, the guy was looking for a serious relationship. And they, nag-click sila. And they had, like, a very serious, very, very good relationship. Ito, sobrang old school nung nangyari. Na mali naman nung guy, in-acknowledge niya, nabasa niya yung diary nung girl from high school ata or college.
That's so, his problem niya. Anymore.
Exactly. Wait, napapunta ako dyan. So, nabasa niya yung diary ni ate mo, girl. Tapos, nagalit si guy. As in, tapos parang ako, hindi ko, I really cannot, if there's, mga kapitbahay na straight dyan na lalaki, kung meron pa nakikinig sa amin, I really can't wrap my head around the fact that, why?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mad about a guy I slept with 5 years ago.
Oh,
you never
my
met
God!
That man.
That's such an issue nga talaga.
Di ba parang you never met that guy? Why is it your business what goes on and what goes inside my vagina during the days that you did not exist in my consciousness? Di ba parang pakisagot! Kasi hindi ko naiintindihan yung mga na-hurt na gano'n na guys. Because wala, hindi natin kilala yung isa't isa. Was I supposed to reserve my vagina for you? To wait for you? Kasi ikaw yung grand entrance dapat? That's stupid. Parang, ako kasi, tao ako, may pleasure ako. So kung gusto kong kumag-cum, I will seek that. I will seek an orgasm. I don't have to wait for you to give me that orgasm. Ano ba yun? I cannot, it's the same thing as, and I know some women do this, sometimes ako din yun eh, pero you know, you have to control yourself. Yung nanaginip ako, niloko ako ng asawa ko, tapos pagising ako, nagalit ako sa kanya, it's the same energy. Parang ako niloko. Nandoko niloko.
Ibig sabihin lang ng lahat ng ito, parang hindi pa tapos yung laban natin sa sexual liberation na yan. Kasi issue pa rin yung body count, issue pa rin kung marami ka nakakasex. Or alam mo, parang hindi pa bukas yung mga tao dun sa idea na ang babae, kayang kunin yun for herself. Na hindi niya kailangan maghintay ng tamang lalaki na magbibigay nun sa kanya.
Oo.
Kasi parang, bakit, alam mo, sobrang naiinis ako na kasi akala ko okay na eh. Dahil siguro, tayo, yung mga kasama, kaibigan ko rin na pag-uusapan siya ng maluwag. At hello, on the rise na naman ang mga bold movies. Alam mo yun? Tapos parang, ay, hindi pa rin pala siya ganoong kabukas kung tutuusin. So marami pa tayong kailangan ipaglaban about this, sa totoo lang. Kung nag-rise na naman yung ganyang mga issues.
I kasi nga, sorry. Issue pa lang ng consent eh. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Parang, dun pa lang, consent pa lang. Hindi na nila magawa-gawa ng maayos. Body count pa kaya? Ano ba?
I think a very important thing to consider there, Sari, no, is what we mean by saying sexual liberation. Because I think a lot of people, when they say sexual liberation, it's just simply having the freedom to have sex with people. No, I think they limit it at that definition. But sexual liberation is more than just, you know, fucking around. It's also, you know, being liberated from a lot of the misconceptions or some of the old world values that exist within yung dun sa social mores or on the conversation of sex, body counts, the element of consent, diba? What they call this, and all those other myths that surrounds the conversation about sex. That's more sexual liberation. And for, I think for these guys, you know, for a lot of the guys that espouse this kind of, you know, retrograde thinking, they're a little bit stuck in that kind of conversation. Na parang, sige, girls are okay naman to, you know, to fuck around, but not more than five, ha? I think they just... And then they would argue that they're the nice guy because I think they thought they've already done the ano, they've already done their homework by saying that yeah, girls can fuck around. No, dude, no, my man, that's just the first step. There's a whole simulacrum of discussion or things that need to be addressed. That, you know, when we talk about sexual liberation, it's not just for women but also for men to have, you know, to fully realize that they have no ano power over the autonomy of women.
And, oo, na sana magkaroon ng room ang mga babae na maging honest about their sexual lives without being judged. Kasi ang nangyayari, nagiging honest man tayo, nag-judge pa rin tayo eh, as ay, masyado naman siyang open, masyado siyang available.
Tsaka parang ano, parang I think yung pagiging buka ka or pagiging liberated ng babae, parang may para for example in my case vocal ako about sex, mm-hmm. parang na-equate siya na ah, she's very sexual therefore parang we can fuck around with her. Do you see na parang walang logic yon? That's why it's so stupid that these guys are requiring a 5 or lower body count because no one can tell. It's just so stupid na parang, for example, if I really wanted you, but of course I don't want guys like that, and then you say, sana kasi body count mo 5 lang eh. Magsisinungari ako. Nasabihin ko 3 lang. Di ba? Parang nobody can tell. Nobody, unless you know, the guy, mag-snoop around talaga yung guy, then you know you're with the wrong guy because they're so hung up about that. Na parang ako, it's really always about controlling women's bodies and women's attitudes. Na, because, you know, parang i-control mo sila to sleep with 5 or lower to make them worthy or to prove that they are serious about you. Na hindi yun nagko-correlate. May mga tao na isa lang, pero hindi sila seryoso sa'yo. May mga ganun kaso eh. May mga nabasa ako sa mga anonymous groups na ganyan na she's only had sex with one guy, which is her boyfriend. But she's really a very sexual being. So parang nung nag-break sila, because she was so scared na mag-try ng iba, she kept going back and fucking her boyfriend. So alam mo yun, mababa yung body count niya, pero she's very sexual. O diba? Hindi nagko-correlate yun. So what if mag-jowa kayo, seryoso siya sa'yo, pero takot siya. Kasi parang ang reason niya, I can't invest in have or in learning sex with other people anymore. So what if, let's say, in the long run, that girl says, isa lang body count ko, pero it's just this one guy. Alam mo yon, parang ayaw kanyang i-sex this whole time kasi seryoso siya sa'yo. Then, alam mo yon, sumisex siya ng isang lalaki behind your back. Oh, see, so it doesn't mean na mataas yung body count niya. Hindi siya seryoso sa'yo. Pwede namang isa lang yung fina-fuck niya. Pero, alam mo yun, hindi ko ma-explain na maayos. Pero, hindi talaga siya nagko-correlate. I can be fucking one guy, but I'm not serious with that guy. Di ba?
So, kasi nga, hindi naman sex ang basis of character, guys. Ano ba?
Oo nga. Why are you so afraid of sex? Why?
Oh nga, why are you so afraid of women having sex with other men? Is it because they're better than you?
And why are you thinking of the other men? Diba? Ba't yung mga lalaki yung iniisip mo? Parang why?
Yung labanan ng mga lalaki kasi, sabong.
Bayern? Pag mo isipin yung ibang lalaking pinafuck ko, nagpapumping na nga ako sa harap mo, oh.
Oo nga, tama. Ako, ikaw na nga tinutwerkan ko, ano ba? I'm doing my best here, you know?
Sa babae ba, mas nagmamatter sa inyo? Kunwari, fuckboy dati si guy. Pero,
ako, no.
Ngayon, di ba?
Ako, it doesn't really matter. Kasi, you know, experience creates improvement. And so, ang akin, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
Hindi, pero this seriously, like, for me, ako, it doesn't really matter for me. Kasi, you know, ang judgment ko naman is not always, it's not about that. You know, if I want a serious relationship, it goes beyond sex. It goes beyond what happens in the bedroom. It's what happens outside the bedroom. Alam mo yun? Like, maayos ba ako tratuhin? Ganon. Ganon ako kasi magkilatis ng gustong ipakasalan. Alam mo yun? So like, why, bakit, yun nga, yun doon nag-start yung argument. Why stop at five? Like, bakit kapag five acceptable, bakit kapag six hindi na?
Di ba pwedeng magsingit po ng grace period?
Paano pag 5.5? Isang beses lang pumasok, tapos pumutok na agad.
Oh, 5.5 yun. 5.1. Charot.
Naniniwala ako na ano kasi, sa bawat isang tao na nakaka-sex mo, iba talaga, unique yung experience na yun. So, kunwari, kung kay A, magaling ako, kay B, possibly hindi. So, it's a journey for you, for both of you to understand kung ano yung gusto ng isa para maging, alam mo yun, enjoyable yung sex sa inyong dalawa. Ngayon, if sa body count mo pipiliin kung experience siya, kung magaling ba siya o hindi, kung dun mo ikikilatis yun, I think it's not fair kasi nga iba't-iba talaga yung experience with any guys. Kasi, for example, lahat nung yung official na naging ex ko, first time nila ako, pero hindi ibig sabihin na lahat sila walang alam. For some reason, put yourself through it kasi andyan yung emotion, andyan yung carnal nating pangangailangan. Alam mo yun? Mararamdaman mo yung mag-jive din kayo eventually. It doesn't really mean na pag marami ka ng body count, magaling ka na. At experience ka na talaga. Magkaiba talaga yan, depende sa tao.
Yes, diba? And removing the gender, it equally means the same, you know? Like, it doesn't really matter. Tanggalin mo ang men dun sa don't lower your standards. Diba? Don't lower your standards. Pero don't equate sex with character. Alam mo yun? That's lowering your...
To be fair din naman, merong mga fuckboy na you don't hate them because of their body count. You hate them because they're assholes. Yeah. Yun yung gusto ko i-clarify. Women don't like fuckboys not because they have a high body count, but because yun yung tinatry ko explain kanina na hindi ko ma-articulate ng maayos, because they become assholes about it.
Mm.
They've developed a character that they think it empowers them to, you know, in a way play around with women. Because, you know, ang laki ng titi ko, I have a high body count, therefore, you know, I'm invincible.
Tsaka parang I'm desirable by many. So desiring you is a privilege. Parang
yes. Yun. So parang, it, you know, we're not hating on fuckboys because they're, you know, they have a high body count. Secondary na yun, it's the way they treat women. Personally, hindi important sa akin yun kung ilan. It's really the way you treat me. Parang pwede naman na you never know the quietest guy out there. Ang dami niya palang experience. But he's a nice guy. Mm. Di ba? And he treats you well. He's perfect. So, why not? Di ba? It goes tama si Athena. It you can slip it the same. There's a woman here that has slept with 20 guys. But they're so nice. They're perfect. You know, they can take care of you. Tapos they're, you know, they're outgoing or everything else that falls into the one that you're looking for. Pero wala, mataas yung body count niya. But does it matter? Hindi naman. Di ba?
Hmm. So, like, ano, so, for me, ang tanong
ko dito is... Kanina ka pa nag-twist-twist dyan.
Sa akin?
Ako, ina-acid daw kasi sigising yung baby ko. So, sinisipa niya patas.
Alam mo yung baby mo nasa siyang pan-feminista na.
Nakikinig niya, sabi niya, fuck men.
Guys, masakit talaga yung ribs ko, I swear. Siguro sabi ng anak ko, wow, ano to, yung mga bar sa taekwondo siguro to.
So, ayun, ano sa tingin niyo yung mag-effect na ng ganito? You know,
I think it
sa
pushes
younger
us
generations?
Back.
Uh-oh.
If the younger generation should adopt this kind of thinking, it pushes back years of education and evolution. Because we've already done so much. Diba? And at the same time, I think it fucks with their mind. Para all this time, they've been taught that, you know, desirability is paramount. But then, if you reap the benefits of that desirability, you're still a pariah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And at the same time, to me, again, if that's your basis of forming relationships, you know, body count, I don't think you should be having sex. I don't think you should be in a relationship. Because, parang, kasabi nga nina din Lustre, my God, it's, ano, it's, ano,
2021 na, guys.
It's 2021, but it's 2022 na, diba? Parang, you know, the world is burning, you know, there are corrupt leaders all around. You see corruption all around you. You see injustices around you. Tapos sasabihin mo, bibigyan mong problema sa akin, eh, kasi more than 5 na yung body count ko. Tangin mo!
Gano'n ba? And I think that's why these men, they fail at relationships. These are the type of men that are always blaming all the problems on women. It's not them, it's you. Because why are you so hyper-focused on sex? That's yeah. Stupid. There's more to a relationship than sex. So, yeah. If you meet a guy and then they're so hyper-focused on that, your sex life or whatever, whoever has been inside your vagina, they will control you eventually. And then the relationship goes sour. They will blame you because you were the bad girlfriend. So,
natin yung growth nila, no?
Yes. Pero yun, that's, you know, I really hate, that's why I hate these mga Andrew Tate blogs and these, all of these.
May podcast, shop podcast atay kay Andrew Tate.
Podcast yung kay Andrew Tate na sa TikTok, madaming like nag-quote sa kanya. Parang, these are the type of men that think all the problems in the world are women's fault. And parang
pero, ako, di ba yung system naman na to ay created by men?
Oo.
You know,
so,
I remember a quote before. I remember a quote before na para. Obviously it's a joke quote. No? May you have more confidence than a white man with a podcast.
Or parang may you have the confidence of a mediocre white man because they will. They are so confident. Parang okay.
What makes you the creed? What makes you the reference point of all these things?
It's not even specifically white men. I'm sorry. Parang in, you know, being alive as a woman for 35 years, there are mediocre men out there that think they're all that. But then at the same time, I don't want you guys to lose hope. There are really, really great guys out there. You know, it's just a matter of weeding them out. And it's just also a matter of if they still possess mediocre and backward beliefs, you know, it's give and take. You have to, you know, not really, I don't want to use the term teach. But you have to open their minds about that. And if they're very stubborn and if they're a stump, good luck.
Yeah,
kasi it can only take you so far, yung ganyang thinking, and your relationship will always, you know, are bound to fail kasi you set the relationship up to fail kasi that's your thinking. So, like, do we have any advice sa mga younger generation since, you know?
I think it's really get yourself out there and inform yourself, especially to the boys, no? To me, it's not about raising meek women. It's about raising disciplined men.
Yeah.
It's about raising men, boys with principles. Na, alam mo yun, that aligns with the changing times. My God. Again, it's 2022 and, you know, we're basing our dating environment natin on a very outmoded belief. What for? What for? You tell me, what for? What advantage does it buy us as a society? To have that kind of thinking, to buy, to subscribe to that kind of thinking. Parang hindi siya tama. And again, to parents right now, you have to reassess then on the small things that you're teaching your kids or the values that you're passing on to your children. But you want them to be confident, you want them to be, you know, to be upright, and then teach them how to respect women and their autonomy and not to control women. And to me, for you to be afraid of a woman's sexual power, that's so, what's the word? I can't even use the word cute because there's a positive merit to it. Eh.
Weak, for me, weak.
I was trying to go for ano, pero sige, I guess that's so weak.
That's so alam mo yung weak noon, ang small dick energy, guys.
Yung parang, funny kasi parang parang for centuries they've been reducing women to their bodies.
Yeah.
What their bodies can do for men. And when women pick up for, you know, themselves and use their bodies for themselves, parang ay wow, this is bad. This is wrong. Di ba? Parang, tangina, dati, pinuputa-puta nyo lang kami. E paano kung ngayon, nag-decide na kami na gusto nga namin magputa? Di ba? That's another whole conversation. You know, the conversation of why women are so slutty and they're twerking. But, you know, that's not for you. Men have to, men, boys, and all our kapitbahay out there that have boyfriends, you have to make your boyfriends realize that it's not about you. It has never been about you. Maybe for a while when we were teenagers, we were doing it for you because that was what was dictated to us. Mm-hmm. But now it's 2022. It's never about you. It's what we want now. Diba? So it's never about you. Parang hindi ko ika-cut yung sex life ko to 5 guys to be acceptable to you.
Yeah.
Hindi ko gagawin yon because I do not cater to men. I do not exist for men, diba? Oh, kaya wag mo akong tanungin ilan na yung tinantot ko. Hindi mo pa nga alam yung favorite food ko.
At saka sa akin, sa mga bagets ha, to the younger generations, you know, before engaging yourself, before making that decision to engage yourself or to activate yourself sexually, you have to be aware. You have to make yourself involved in the conversation on sex. And it's not just simply, again, you know, when we talk about sexual liberation, it's not just simply about having the freedom to fuck around. It's not, it also, under that umbrella, is also the conversation about what we call this consent. You also have the women's autonomy and all that jazz. You have to cover that because my God, parang to me, how can you fully enjoy sex if you're so insecure about so many other things outside of the activity? So parang my God, iniimagine ko nakikipag-sex ka sa girlfriend mo tapos iniisip mo siya to apat na titi na pumasok dito.
Isipin mo kinakain mo yung puke niya, iniisip mo kung ilang titi na pumasok sa puke niya.
That's just so weird. That's so weird. Parang your concern is outside ng partner mo. I don't know. It's so weird for me. It's so weird.
Yeah. So ako to me, yun lang yung bottom line dun, guys. And also yung may mga babae na ginaganyan ng guys. Yung bottom line lang sa akin, pakay mo ba? Walang kinalaman yung...
Pag tinanong kayo, mga kapitbahay, mga younger kapitbahay na nag-explore pa lang sa sex, explore na dating, pag tinanong kayo kung ilan yung body count mo, huwag mong sagutin. You don't owe them anything. If they're not gonna fuck you, that's their loss. Di mo loss yun.
It's your loss anymore, not my loss anymore.
That's their loss anymore. Because, alam mo yun, they're afraid of people with experience greater than theirs. Diba? Parang to me, I'd love to have sex with someone who's more, who's more experienced than I am. I'm not saying wala experience mo sa sex ko. I'm just saying, diba? Is it that great to have sex with someone who knows what they want, who knows their body, and who can potentially show you more ways on how to please other people sexually? I mean, diba? To me, that's an adventure.
And also you don't want someone who would, you know, control you and what you do with your body. So just stay away from men who thinks like that.
Controlling your body, and at the same time, at that time, again, sabi ko nga, unless yung titi mo, every time na pinapasok mo sa akin, nakikita ko ang pearly gates ng langit. You have no right. To make me wait. Does that make sense? Parang these guys feel like, you know, parang you should have saved yourself for me. Why? Like,
pag pinasok mo ba, magkakaroon ako ng 1 million? Diba hindi?
Every kadjot mo ba, magkakaroon ng 100 yung ATM?
Like
Sana may, sana, hanapin ko yan.
May sex mo naman ako. Mars, sex mo naman ako.
Dali. Na kahit 24 hours kami magkajutan dun. Be, talaga, basta may 100 ako sa bank account ko.
Bawat puto, 100 G. Uy, mga 5 times a day na. Dali na. Dali na. Dali na. Tapos hindi ko pa yung nag-i-insist. Ganon. Kung ganon yung titi mo, bawat puto, kumapasok pera sa bangko ko.
If not, yan, then kita. Don't say anything.
Sige, game. Antayin kita.
Antayin kita. Okay lang. Ililimit ko sa'yo yung body count ko.
Sige, i-erase ko sa memory ko yung lima pa. Sige, okay lang.
Okay lang. Sa'yo na lang. Kasi tangan na eh, di ba? Bawat puto, 100K. Kere na yun. Charot.
Pero if hindi ganun yung titi mo, shut up. You know?
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yun. So let's end. So let's end our kuda with shut up, men. So,
oh, hindi naman. Hindi naman shut up, men. Parang, kung ganun yung, parang men, for men who have this kind of thinking, grow up. And if you think do some growing up, then in 5-10 years, pakinggan nyo ulit tong kuda na to. Tapos,
tama.
Tingnan natin kung ano yung magiging ano ninyo, perspektiba nyo ba yun. Diba? At the end of the day, I think, you know, fine, we're leaving room for you to grow and find and become better people. But at the same time, we're not going to stop na. We're not going to sit idly by. Grabe, akala mo may pepe, diba? But, you know, you cannot expect to say those things and expect people to just sit idly by as you dictate and, you know, say what's proper and what's not. I mean, who made you authority on this?
For
you
to be able, God?
For you to
are
be
you
able,
the father?
Diba? For you to be able to proselytize in such a way na parang as if you're the authority on women's body. What the fuck?
Oh, at saka tanggapin nyo na yung katotohanan na normal na parang eh, ng isang relasyon or ng, alam mo, ng pakikipagkapwa-tao ang sex, normal na siya, hindi na siya tabu, nangyayari na talaga siya sa panahon ngayon. Tanggapin nyo na, huwag nyo na ilimit yung mga, especially mga babae, sa ganung klaseng kahon. Kasi natututo na rin kami. We are claiming our power back. Tulungan nyo naman kami dito.
Oo, oh, tsaka alam nyo, mas masaya kung parehas tayo. Powerful yung sex! Sumasabag! Di ba saya, Narn? Umaalog yung bahay. Charot po.
Ayan. So, yun, mga kapitbahay. So, just always, isipin nyo na lang. Take care. Take care.
Take care. Conclusion. Take care, B.
And stay safe, you know, if you're going to do sexual things, you know, true. Stay safe always. Yun. Always be informed of what you're doing. Yeah. And start when you're
ready
and ano na, you know, hindi ka minor, major ka na dapat. Ayan, mga kapitbahay, thank you so much sa pakikinig sa amin ngayon. Ang dami naming kinuda about sa hot topic namin. Influencer na talaga kami, talaga ganap na hashtag influencing the life of younger generations. Ganun. Ayan, so if kayo, meron kayong sagliling kuda. Syempre, hindi lang kaming influencer dito. Lahat tayo sa Barangay Kudazers ay influencer. Pero tayo-tayo lang ata nag-i-influencer. Charis! Pero if meron kayong kuda, you can tweet us, you can Instagram story us, or kung man gusto yung gawin, using the hashtag kuda ko lang. And if may question kayo about sa pinagkukuda namin today, you can use hashtag question kapitbahay. And you could also follow our social media networks. Everything is at Kudazers. That's
KUDAZZERLs. Oh.
Bet! Pero meron din kaming group, guys. You can join our little community, who are a little but growing community sa Facebook. Meron kaming group chat din. So, I think ang pangalan doon ay Pamilihang Bayan ng Barangay Kudazers. Hindi po kami nag-online selling, guys. Ha? Pero you can join us and meron kami
post doon.
Yes. Yeah, meron kami mga ano. And if pag-join kayo ng group namin, sagutin niyo yung mga tanong. Ha, guys, hindi kami nagpapa-in ng mga taong hindi sumasagot doon dahil it's for the safety of everybody din naman. So, iyon.
Paano tayo nai-invade ng mga nagla-live selling? Nakadalawa na kayong may nag-live selling.
Tama, guys. You know, hindi po kami talaga family hambayan, you know, joke-joke lang yun. Oh. Anyway. So, ayan. We would also like to thank Podcast Network Asia for continuously supporting us sa mga kuda namin. Ganto, minsan may kwenta, minsan wala, pero lahat kami supportado. Yan ang count na talagang kinakount namin. O, di ba, bongga? You can also check out our co-affiliates sa website ng Podcast Network Asia. You can also listen to them. They have also wide variety. They also offer wide varieties of topics na you might enjoy. Yun lang, guys. Stay safe dahil maulan ngayon. You know, mag-stay at home kayo. You know, do the fun things. Mag-TikTok kayo. Inform yourselves. Magbasa-basa. Ganyan.
Saan yung body count nyo? Charot.
But safely.
Safely. Hashtag Aura Safely. Ayan. So, yun lamang. Athena here.
This is Ina.
This is Harry.
And this is Yus.
And you've just listened to Kudazers. Happy weekend.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.